Okay, let's get into Psachim Yerushalmi Dav Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Amid Beis, as we continue here in Maseches Psachim, in Perek Elu Dvarim, which we started 2 days ago, Perek Elu Dvarim, which talks about what parts of the Korban Pesach are Dochem. All these Prakim, if you remember, Perek 5, 6, 7, and 8 are about the Avoda of Korban Pesach. Last Perek spoke about when it is Shechted, and how it is Shechted. That's the shechita of the Yisrael, the Kohen, they line up, and the Zrika Kenegat HaYisod, and they, open the innards, and they, start the shechita during the halal during the shechita. And then this parak started off with which avodas are docha, which avodas are not docha Shabbos. We have the ones that have to be done that day and cannot be pushed off. And it's Chovas Hayom, Shechita, Zrika, and Michui, and Hector. Those four, we mentioned that the Hector is a Chiddush, because Hector really can be done afterwards. But Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita and Shalia, Hadacha, are not Doche. Also, it's going to come up on today's daf, other Isurei, even Durabanan, are not Doche, according to some of the readings, as we'll see. Maybe these are only Daraisa, but Harkavaso, Vahavaaso, Chutz Latchum, Vachatichas Yabalto, in a doche, as those daraisa, those drabanan, unclear. But the Tanna Kamma says not doche, Rabbi Elazar says doche, because they are machshirin. So we'll have to see what type of, what's that talking about, right? The Karbon Eda on the Mishnah had said ein dochin, right? If they're in harkavaso, carrying it, af al pi shein elishvus, the chaynos yatatzmo, right? Carrying the animal, even though chaynos yatatzmo, we had that, whether it applies to animals or not, but let's say it does, ein doche. Even though it's an Isidore abundance, that's what the Mishnah says about some of these issues. So let's see where we are up to. Says the Gemara. Now, Mem Vav Mabei, second to last line. Avot Sliyasa Vadachas Kravavein Adochen. So the roasting of the Korban Pesach, we know the Korban Pesach has to be roasted whole. Roasted whole. I think we spoke about at the beginning of the our discussion of the fifth parak, the Chizkuni, throughout Parak Yud Beis of Shmos, where he knows every detail. Every detail of the Korban Pesach was meant to disprove the Mitzrayim publicly that the God of the Egyptians is not a God, and that's why it's roasted, so that it's very public and everybody smells the aroma, and it wafts based on the roasting, the barbecue, and it's whole. So when you walk by, you could see it whole. You don't just see cut up pieces of meat, and you have to do it late in the day when everybody's coming back from work. So all of these details have to do with uprooting the Gedi being a god and tying it to the bed a few days before. But roasting whole is one of the details. So the Rambam talks about the halachas of roasting in Perek Yud of Hilchos Korban Pesach. And the Rambam says, Uksha Adam Ochelas HaPesach. Oh, this is about first the Achila, right? Perek Yud, yeah, the Isser of Shviras Etzem. You're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach. You have to eat it carefully. And then he continues, when you eat it, Uksha Adam Ochelas HaPesach, Chotech HaBasar VaOchel VaChotech HaTzamos Men HaPerek UMafarkan Imratza. Uksha Gia Legit HaNoshe, Motzio UMenichu UMshar Agidim HaTzamos. The Rambam is clear, seems to be, that you roast the Pesach whole, including even the Gedanoshe is in there. Sheimanakan oso kishar basar. You don't do nikui of the gid beforehand. Veimachatkan oso elat solin oso shalem. Right? You roast it whole. That is the Rambam Shita. The Ravid, we've quoted this Ravid in the past. The Ravid here says, Amar Avram b'chayi roshi ein iser gadol mizeh. I've never heard of something more usher. She yitzva ha-pesach im hagin anashe, v'im shmeino, v'im tarba de tute masni, all these fats and all these things that are usher. You roast it whole, v'im kromo shebarosh. And the Ravid says, v'im ezke v'ochel pesach, v'yavi lefanai kazeh, ha-yisi chovto b'karka lefanav. Maybe the most graphic Ravid in all of Mishnah Torah, right here about Tzlias ha-pesach. The Rambam, he says that the Rambam brings, or if anyone brings a Korban Pesach like this in front of him, he'll throw it on the floor. I'm not interested in such a Korban Pesach. Look in the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes, Yeshlo Marjlo Ala Aldas Rabbeinu Matil Islosum Chelev Ha'aser Min HaTorah. No, the Rambam says with the Gidan Asha. He doesn't say anything about other things that the Ravid brings in, the Shmeino and the Tarba, the Tute Masni. Those are Chelevs that are Aser Daraisa. Ella, the Rambam just says, and Elam Gidan Asha. And the Gemara has a discussion, She'ein begidim b'nosein tam. Maybe the gid does not give off any taste. V'shmeino she'ein bo iser elashi yisrael kadoshim v'nogu bo iser. It's just a minog. Ube pesach lo nogu kadeshe lo yovo l'chatech bo eiver. Ava chelev ha'asur menachrimoso. But the Rama would agree that the actual chelev that has asid araisa, you do clean that out. V'yafilu hachutim v'akromios ha'asur mishum chelev masir nosav api shinasur me'la midra abana. So he doesn't think that the Ravid has a fair argument against the Rambam, at least regarding the Chelev da'arais. The Ravid seems to be upset even about the Ganasha itself. But that's the one interesting machlokas Rambam Ravid with the very fierce lashon of the Ravid. So we learn in our Mishnah, and the Gemara quotes it here, that the Tzli is not Docha Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you have to wait till Motzoi Shabbos to roast it. Says the Gemara, Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah earlier that, like our Mishnah, Hashecha, Yasu, Vitzalos, Mishayim, once it got dark, when remember the three groups, one of them went out to Harabayas, one of them stayed in the Chel, and one of them stayed in the Azara. So afterwards, Hashecha, once it got dark, Yasu, they went out, Vitzalos, Mishayim, they roasted their Karban Pesach, meaning not on Shabbos. Same halacha as our Mishnah. So our Mishnah and the Mishnah earlier seem to say that Tzlia is Aser. Va'at Amar, but says the Gemara, Va'at Amar Hachim, but you say the following, Masech HaShabbos, the end of the first parak, L'shil Shulo L'tanur. L'shil Shulo L'tanur. Right, what does that mean? Says the Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos that you're allowed to put in the Karan Pesach into the Tanur right before Shabbos. Meaning, the context of that Gemara is Shehiyah. We're not worried that you might come to stoke and roast the Karan Pesach and do something with it on Shabbos. Why? The Gemara assumes right now, because there's a Havamina that, because there's no Isser of roasting it on Shabbos, Bechlau, right? You're allowed to roast the Karan Pesach on Shabbos. That's what we assume why it's Mutter to put it in right before Shabbos, because there's no Gzeira of Shema. You might come to roast it on Shabbos, because that's Mutter. So how could, is it, our Mishnah and the Mishnah earlier sounds like it's us to roast the Karan Pesach on Shabbos. And here, from that Mishnah, then the first parak of Masech HaShabbos sounds like it's Mutter. So we add in a few words which are not in our Girsa. If you look in the Karban Eidah, it's in the parallel Girsa elsewhere. Says the, Karban Eidah, Rabbi Yossi, B'nei Chaburah's reason, Haim. No, the B'nei Chaburah's reason. The Kohen, the, when are you worried about possibly Shehiyah, Hachzar, all those Isurei Durabanan of Bishol on Shabbos, we're worried. You might come for the forget, and you might, Shemichate Bekecholam, you might do something with the coals. But here, whole Karban Pesach is always Bechabur, it's always eaten in a group. So we're not worried that somebody's gonna forget, because the rest of the group is going to remind them, and we don't think that the whole group is going to forget about Shabbos. That's why the Gemara said, I Tzliya, it's Tzliya Mutter, not Tzliya is also on Shabbos. I, that the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah Shabbos just says you can put it in Erev Shabbos. You can't do anything with it on Shabbos. I, why aren't you worried? You're not worried because it's Bechabura, and we're not worried that anything, any Aveir is gonna happen. Good. Next. Har Kavo Vahava Aso Michos Latchum. The next line of the Mishnah said that you cannot carry the animal on your back and bring it from outside the Tchum. So says the Gemara, Lo Amar Elochus Yerushalayim. This is assuming that you're taking the second line, Hava Aso Chus Latchum. Har Kava, we said carrying it, that's what the Karban Eidah said on the Mishnah, even though Chayno Seas Atzmo, still, some Yisurid Rabbanan are Aser, because he should have done it beforehand. What about bringing it Michus Latchum? Lo Amar Elochus Yerushalayim. This is only, says the Gemara, if you're bringing it from outside Yerushalayim, with there's an Isser of outside Yerushalayim, it's from Rishas Arabim, Rishas Yachid, Hachutz Lazara, Mutter. But if it's within Yerushalayim already, just to bring it from within Yerushalayim into the Azara, says the Gemara, Mutter. Bishum Shvusi, it's Yerba Mikdash, because that is the Rabbana, would be Mutter. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, says the Gemara, and that's why it's Mutter. Right? The Rabbanans are going to be Mutter. So we're going to talk about that. Chatichas Yabalto, first we have the next 10 lines we already had at the end of Mesechas Eiravin. Chatichas Yabalto, cutting off a wart. Cutting off a wart. So again, our Mishnah said, beginning of Eludvarim, back on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, cutting off a wart, machlokes, right, amongst the others, but the Tanakh Amos says, is not docha. You can't cut off the wart. Rabbi Elazar says you can, because he says machshir generally are docha, but we'll go with the Tanakh Amos, that it's usser. So says the Gemara, Taman Tanina, but we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechas Eiravin, towards the end, V'chot chen yabelas b'mikdash, avalo b'medina. You're allowed to cut off a wart b'mikdash, avalo b'medina. So again, it's unclear, by cutting off these warts, are we cutting off warts of an animal? The wart makes an animal a bal mum, so you gotta cut it off to make it tamim? Or are we talking about the mum of a kohen? Of a kohen. So the Pirush Mishnah is, the Rambam says it's of a kohen, and probably because of what we're going to see. We're going to see relating to the one of the details of this, one of the ukimtas, sounds like it's going to be mitzah the kohen, not mitzah the animal. We'll see the first answer the Gemara is going to give. But in any case, Taman Tanina, so the Mishnah says in Ervin, you're allowed to cut off a Yabelis in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina, right, which reflects that it's an Issa Durabanan, an ancient Shvus by Mikdash, but it's Usser outside. But if it's using a Kli, if you're using a scissors to cut off the wart, then it's for sure Usser, which sounds like it's an Usser why, because it'll be Usser Daraisa if you're using a Kli. So Hacha at Amar Doche. Here in Ervin, the Mishnah seems to say that Doche, you're allowed to put, you're allowed to cut off the wart. The Ko, right, as long as you're allowed to cut off the wort, as long as it's with your fingers, not with a kli. V'ko at amar eno docha, but here in Psachim, there's no chilukim made. It just says, you're allowed to do it. Just says, you're allowed to do it. So, what is the answer? The Gemara gives five answers. Rav Simon, Rav Shuben, Levi, B'shem, Bar Pedia, B'bnei Kilko, Payasos. Because messing up of the lottery. So one of the Achronim in the back says, this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam assumes we're talking about a mum of the Kohanim, because we know Avodos were done every day in the Beis Hamikdash. How did you decide what avodas were done? Based on a lottery. So if you cut off a wart from a kohen, so then that's going to mess up all the lotteries that were already done. Kilkol payasos and Amar Yosef Veishefisu, and that's why Veishefisu, the lottery was already done. So if the lottery is already done, and therefore you're going to have to change kohanim based on who's doing what, that's going to be a big tircha, and you don't want to have to do another lottery. That's why there you can cut off the wart, because a coin was already chosen, so he has a wart now, so if you don't cut off the wart, then it's going to be a whole mess up. But in the other Gemara, there's not such of a tzarech. An animal is a wart, so bring another animal. Right? Not a big deal. Bring another animal from the Lishkas HaTemidim, where the Temidim were. And that's what the Karban Eidah says. Mas Nisan, the Eiravin B'Karban Tamid Ayri. Ravim Yaviu Karban Acher, Yitzvichem Payis Acher. Right, he says carbon acher, or the Raman said a kohen acher. Okay, either way, there'll be a big, you have to do the payasos again. So that's why it is, different. That's what the Rambam thinks. That's what the, again, like I said, one of the Achron in the back say that the Gilyan Hashas, but it's not the Gilyan Hashas. I think it's Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson. That's the Gilyan Hashas on, Yerushalmi. So he says that's the difference. There's more of a tzorech there. Number one. Number two. Rav Shimon Lakish B'Shem, Rav Sovaya, Kambin Efrechas, Kambin Shimon Efrechas. Is it totally dry when you cut off the wort that it'll crumble into nothing? And it's so dry, so it's Kielu, it's not connected. So that Mishnah in Ervin that says it's Moter, that's Nefrechas. Our Mishnah that says it's Aser, it's in Nefrechas, it's not as dried out. Rav Shimon Yakim Omar, similar difference. Kambalacha Kambiyavesha. Is it moist or is it totally dry? If it's moist, that's usher, because it's still connected to the skin. Yabasha, totally dry, would be okay. Number three. Number four. Be'ez rechanina amar, kam b'yad, kam b'kli. Depends if it's using a kli or a yad. Obviously, yad is worse, and that's Armish is talking about yad. Armish is talking about kli, and that's why it's totally usher, and that's talking about yad. Says the Gemara, Asyad, Shimon ben Lakish, or Reb Shimon ben Yakim, right? The two answers are similar. But that Shita, which is answer number two and three, Kabar Kapara, Odu Ezra Hanina, Kareb Yochanan. Let's go with the Girsa of Reb Shimon ben Yakim, because we'll focus on the Lacha Yevesha answer. So why does Shimon ben Yakim say, the Gemara is going to say, why does he say the answer of Lacha and Yevesha, and not the answer of Yad and Kli? Because of the following, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Mesech HaShabbos, Erevin, Kol HaMakalkel HaMeturin. We know Makalkel, doing an act in a destructive way, is an Isser Derabanan on Shabbos. Usually, even if Balacha is Daraisa, but one of the Peturim, one of the outquotes of Melechas Machsheves, thought out, perfect, exact, professional work, you have all of the concepts of Malach Shemesh Yichel Gufa, and maybe Darshan Meskaven, and Shinui, and Grama, and including this could be Makalkal, doing it in a destructive way. So generally, Makalkal makes it an Issa Derabanan. Call Makalkal and Beturin. Chutz, two exceptions. Chutz ben Amavir via Osa Chabura. Except for lighting a fire and making a wound. Those two are inherently destructive activities, and yet you're still Chayev on Shabbos. So the Brisa says, those are exceptions. Even though they're Makalkal, you're still going to be Chayev. Again, interesting. Osa Chabura, it doesn't say what that Av Malacha is. What's the Av Malacha of Osa Chabura? So we mentioned that's major machlokas we've shown him. What is the Malacha of Chovel? It's not one of the 39. What is Chovel? So is it Shochet? That's Rabbeinu Tam. Right? It's like Shechti Mali Katla Kula Mali Katla Palga. Right? Blood. Right? Is it Soveya? It's Rashi. Right? Is it Dush? That's the Rambam. Raman says, right, like squeezing a fruit and moving blood, milking a cow, right? So all of those are a dush. So says the Gemara, Chovel. So all Makalkan are paternic, that's for Olam Avir, that's going to be Chayv Daraisa, even though it's Makalkel. Machlokas Amorim within this Braisa, how Makalkel can it still be, but you're still going to be Chayv? Bar Kapara Amar, yeah, Afidon Netzarech Ladam, Afidon Netzarech Leifer, no Tzarech. Even if there's no Tzarech, Bar Kapara says you're going to be Chayv for these Malachas. Chov Olam Avir, period. You're always going to be Chayv, no matter what. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vushay Tzarech Ladam, Vushay Tzarech Leifer. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to want what you're creating. You want the blood or you want the ashes. You want it. If it's totally makalka without any tzarech at all, so then even by those two, we're going to say putter. So what does that have to do with us? So Shimon Yakim, the Gemara assumes, holds like bar kapara, which means that no matter what, you're going to be chayiv, even if you have no tzarech at all. So Shimon Yakim can't say that the Mishnah in Erevin that allows is talking about lacha. Because lacha, for sure, a moist wart, for sure there will be blood. If there's sure there will be blood, then it's going to be chayif. It's going to be chayif. Even if you have no tzarech. So that's why he has to say, kan balacha, kan be yevesha. The Mishnah that says mutter is talking about yevesha, where there's not going to be any blood. But he can't say, it's talking about lacha and yevesha, because lacha is for sure going to bleed, and there can be chayif anyway, because kol makalkalin, peter chos bi chovel amavir, any chovel amavir. While the other shita, right, the last shita of Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, he could hold like the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan that there's a tzorach of the Eifer. Tzorach. Therefore, without that tzorach, you're going to be putter. And that's what the Mishnah could be about, even if it is lach. Period. So that is all, though, answer number four. Again, the difference, the stira between the Mishnah in Erevin and the Mishnah in Pesachim. Can you cut off the wart? Can it cut off the wart? So we had numerous answers. Number one, maybe the assumption is you cannot cut off the wart, but if it's kilkel payasos, you can cut off the wart. Number one. Number two, we said the difference between nefrechas and nefrechas. Number three, lacha yevesha. Number four, yad kli. Number five, last one, Rav Acha, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kan v'kan balacha, anan kaimin. We're talking about moist. V'hushi tzarech ladam. Right? When does he gonna be chayev tzarech ladam? So when you want interested in the dam, so that's where you're gonna be chayev. If you're not interested in the dam, then you're going to be putter. Period. Okay, a lot, but kalkel is a big topic. Right? There are cases that makalkel, even though it's usually asur drabanan, sometimes makalkel for a Shabbos need to get to what's inside, we say it's gonna be mutter. Opening up a package, trying not to cut any words, but opening up a package is gonna be mutter, because the makalkel is a drabanan, with tzorach Shabbos, so it's going to be allowed. Makalkel is all the discussions of opening up bottles has a lot to do with this. Says the Gemara now, hava also, getting back to the Mishnah. So one of the cases of the Mishnah that are not doche, bringing it from outside the tchum, hava also the tchum, ina dochin, according to the Tanakhama. Says the Gemara, hava also the tchum shus, isn't tchumin drabanan? And therefore, for bringing it from outside the tchum is an issur drabanan. So why can't you do it? Can you violate issur drabanan for erev Pesach? Answer: Had the Messiah laha the Rabbi Yochanan. It must be a support to the following. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kumi Rabbi Chia Rabba, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Yosi Bar Lokunya, lokin al tchumei Shabbos Dvar Torah." This sheet holds you're going to get Malkus Daraisa for issur tchumen. Issur tchumen is an issur daraisa number one. You're going to get Malkus for it. Amalei Rabbi Chia Rabba. Rabbi Chia Rabba said to him, "V'halo." Again, this was said in the name of. He said it in front of Rabbi Chia Rabba, in the name B'shem Rishim and Yosef Bar Yosef Elakunya. So he says, "How can you say that?" Amalei Rabbi Chia Rabba. V'halo in b'Shabbos elaskil v'karis. Whenever you violate an Isser Malacha on Shabbos, the skil v'karis is no malchus. It's what kind of malchus are you talking about? Lo sasa kol malacha. Right, that's a, one of the chayve misas bezdin, and without hasra, it's going to be karis. So what's the case that you bring it from outside the tchumen, you're going to get malchus? So we'll talk about tchumen more. Let's just continue. So the Gemara says, we're going to flip the girsa of these two psukim. All the words are here in the Gemara, but we're going to flip the girsa. Go look at the carbon aid on top. Ahachi arsinan. Amarlei, you're right. Osasa kol malacha cannot be teaching us malchus for an Isser Shabbos because there is no malchus. But Valksid is another pasuk. Shvu ish tachtav. Al yetze ish bem koma b'yom ha-shvi. Everybody stay where you are. Don't go out of your place on day 7. B'yom ha-shvi'i. So you see from, so that's the pasuk. That's the makar for the That's the makar for the Isser of Tchumen. So it's not based on the pasuk of Asasa Kamalacha, which would only be Charis and Skila. Here it's based on this pasuk, which is Malchus. Amar Le says the Gemara, Maiksiv lo, Alksiv. Could you really get Malchus for this? Al Yetze Yishmem Komo. This day of the Gemara assumes, unlike the Chazal that many are familiar with, Pen, Hishamel, Hishamer, Al or Lo, any four of those you're going to get Malchus. The Gemara here is assuming. Again, we had it also, I think, at the end of Erevin 2. No, you can only get Malchus for a Lo. Not for an owl. Not for an owl. So here too, the Gemara says, you want to get Malchus for this pasuk? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I don't like that, equation. Amar Le, I'm still reading from the Karbonetus Gersa. Vaksiv, al tochlu mimenu na. Right? It says, don't eat from it raw. And there it only says owl. And if I eat from it raw, I'm going to get Malchus. Right? So therefore, I don't like the equation. Says the, Gemara. And therefore, the Gemara ends off and says, I don't think you should get Malchus. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, afal pikein, said, omei b'shmuasov, omei b'shmuasov. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, in any case, nobody was convinced of the other one shita. Right? Whether you should get Malchus for, this Isser of Tchumin. So Machlokes, each one of them said their own shita. Tchumin has some defining elements to it. It must be. The first things, remember the case of Rus. When Naomi talks to Ruth and says that, you know what, maybe it's not a good idea for you to come. She says, I'm staying with you. So the pasuk says in Yevamos Mem Zayin Aves, Amar Blazer, my krad dechsiv, atiriki misametzas hilalachas, ita, vatechta odabar ilaha. What happened? She, Naomi first started talking to Ruth, and it's not a good idea for you to come. Why do you want to be Jewish? And then she stopped. Why? Amar la. What's the first thing she said to her? Aser lan tchum Shabbos. We have a tchum Shabbos. The Marsha says it's a kal in a chamur. That's the example that was given here. Because it's tchum is kal, as we just saw, it's not misa, in a chamur. Basher telchi eleich. But you have to go, what she says, I'm going where you're going. Meaning, the first thing we say that Naomi told Rus was about tchumin. Aser lanu yichud. Basher talani alin. Mefakdinon sheish meos v'yudgim mitzvahs. We have 613. Ameichami. Aser lanu vadas kochavim. Elokai ech alokai. Arba misas nimsu lebezdin. Then it goes through Basher Tamusi Amus. It goes through all of the deos. But again, the first thing listed is tchum. That shows chashivus of this halacha. Is it daraisa? Is it rabbanan? That's a major machlokas we've shown him. Many Bali Tosfos see there's no such thing as tchum and daraisa. It's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Kiva says yes. Many other tanoim say no. But it's a discussion. In the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch both counted as Daraisa, and they counted as a Losase, right? The only mitzvah in Parshas Bishalach is the Isser of Tchumen. Vushin Nimnan, who says the Chinuch, mitzvah Chavdalad, Shalalechaz Bishabes, Chutz Ligvulim Hayiduim. You can't go out of the known borders. Shinemar, Al Yetzi Ishmem Komo, Bayom Hashvi'i. Uba Pir Shalav, Bamoko, what does Makomo mean? Nikra Koshin Amarcha Yosem, Mishalosh Parsos Chutz La'ir. Parsa arba milin milapai mama. So the Rambam says 2,000 amos. Everybody agrees that's Durabanan. Rishonim paskin that's Durabanan. But the yud base mil, the larger tchum, that's what the Rambam and the Chinuch say that it is daraisa. It is daraisa. And again, that's what Naomi tells Rus. And the Meshachachma, if you remember, also takes tchumen as a symbolic act of Yaakov Avinu. Right? The Avram Avinu, the Durabanans that were said. The Meshachachma writes about the Avos are Meduyuk. It's not just that the Avos did everything, even Durabanans, but what did Chazal say about Avram Avinu? He was Mekayim everything, even Erev Tavshilin. And when Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim everything, even Tchumen. Says the Meshachachma in Vayishlach, each of these typify their Avoda. Avram Avinu was all about Kiruv and open invitations and inviting guests, right? And that's the idea of Erev Tavshilin, which is based on the concept of Hoel, since guests might come. Yaakov Avinu his avoda was once we had the Shiftei Ka to separate them, to border them, to put them in Goshen, and that's why Kavat Chumen of the Meshachachma. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara said on top Mem Zayin Mabez, but it does, so we said. Right, where the first day of that you get Malchus for Tchumen. So, what do you mean you get Malchus for Tchumen? There's only Karis and Skilus. Where it says no. What about this? It's based on this pasuk. Yisi Yishmem Koma Yamashvi. Amar Le says the Gemara back. Maksiv Lo Alksiv. No, this day of the Gemara says you don't get Malchus based on every Hishomer Pen Al or Lo. Only Lo. Al does not get one. So Amalei, you can't say that. Vaksiv al tochlu mimenu na. But it says you can't eat from it na, semi-roasted. And there's an al, and you get malchus for that. You get malchus for that. So says the Gemara, that strategy, that equation is broken. So the Gemara ends off by saying, now the fifth line back in the Gemara, Amar of Yossi Barbun, Afal Pikein, Ze Omri Bishmosov, Ze Omri Bishmosov. They each held onto their shita. Nobody convinced the other one of what to do in terms of whether there's Malkus on Tchumin, even if you say Tchumin is Daraisa, it might not have Malkus, doesn't have a pasuk. Okay. Chatichas Yabalto Bikli Shvus. What's that question? So some Mefarshim on the page say, one second. Even if you cut off the wart with a kli, it should only be a drabanan. Why? Because the malach is yichal gufa. But it's not done for the same purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Tosis is definition. Why in the Mishkan they did shearing because they wanted the wool. Here you're cutting off a wart because you don't want it on. So at most it should be a drabanan anyway. So why? What do you mean it wouldn't be allowed in Mishkan? Because daraisa amar Rabbi Yavahu lotani Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina ela harkava v'havaso. You're right. When Rabbi Yavo, learned this group, he did not have Chatichas Yabalto on the list. It was just Harkava and Hava. Says the Gemara, Chatichas Yabalto, lo. That wasn't on the list, period, because it would always be Mutter, because it's Malach Shesich Legufa. Period. Says the Gemara, is that true? Min begin, again, the next couple of lines are hard to know what it means, so we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Pshat. With this couple of lines. Min bagin du savar bikli. If he holds that even with a kli, it'll only be drabanan, because malach shen esricha legufa. Ha'ein lo savar bikli. Bikli shvus. What does that mean? That if he didn't hold bikli shvus, if he held that malach shen esricha legufa would be chayiv, then it would be included in the Mishnah. Again, the only reason that it's not in the Mishnah is because it's his version. Right, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's version of the Mishnah only has Harkav and Ava, because he holds Malach Shem Sri Gufa is Pater. But had he held that Malach Shem Sri Gufa is Chayiv, right, I'll read it again. Ha in lo saver bekli shvus, if he holds that even with a kli, it wouldn't be a shvus. It would be a daraisa, because the Malach Shem Sri Gufa would be Chayiv. But one second. It should still not be chayiv, and in the Mishnah, why? Because it still should only be a drabanan. Why? Lokein amar Rabbi Yavah, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Don't we have the following discussion about the Mishnah in Shabbos? The Mishnah in Shabbos tells us if you cut your fingernails on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv daraisa. The rabbanan say you're pater, but it's your pater because it's not. Well, we'll see why. Ma pligin the machlokas says the Gemara is b'shem nitlan who? The Gemara in the Bavli says it's only if you use a kli, that there's a machlokas on the daraisa level, but if you use your fingers, it's for sure only drabanan. The Gemara here has another limit. When do you say this is possible that Rabbi Elazar says it's daraisa if you cut your fingernails, b'shenat lanhu? If you cut your own fingernails, avalim not lanacher. But if somebody else cut your fingernails, even with a kli, it's not going to be daraisa. Ma'usinein, because it's disgusting, meaning people don't like other people's fingernails. They're not going to do a perfect job. So therefore, it's going to be a most drabanan. So Gemara says, "Vadein zevach ka'acherhu." She says the same thing here. This zevach, by cutting off the wart, it's like an acher, because it's like disgusting. I don't want to get my hands full of the blood and the pus from the wart. I'm not going to do a perfect job. So at most, it should be drabanan. So why would it be not listed in the Mishnah? We said that, if he would say, then it would be in the Mishnah. We're saying, no, even if you're like, it still shouldn't be in the Mishnah, because you wouldn't do it properly. Just like somebody else's fingernails, you don't do properly, so to the wart. Answers the Gemara, no, you would do it properly. Amreb Yosa, Shanihi, Hacha, Dechsiv, go with the Gersav, Zivchi, my Zevach, meaning this is a special carbon. The Pesach is called the special carbon, Zivchi. So even if you have to cut off a wart, you're not going to be disgusted by it. So you're going to do a perfect job. And therefore, the Gemara would be able to say that only if he holds Malach Shem Sri Gufa is Chayiv, in the Mishnah would it be Chayiv, but if he doesn't hold that, you'll be Pater. We don't have the Patur of Mos, as the Karban Eide here says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's no Mos when it comes to Gavoa. When it comes to things having to do with the Karbanos, people are not disgusted. Period. One more section. Amar Bimana, Hazaya Shvus. Says the Gemara, Hazaya, the sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma. What if somebody's day 7 worked out to be Erev Pesach? What do we hold? Hazaya Shvus. Ve'ilu Hazaya, sprinkling the ashes, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, right? Being misaking the person, making them tar. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So they ask the Gemara, why is that, as we will see, that's also to do on Shabbos. even though we would allow somebody to eat the Korban Pesach that night. It's also to do on Shabbos. But other Drabbanan, as we see in our Mishnah, are mutter to do. The Elu Shvus, Hazoya, so Hazoya Shvus, the Elu Shvus. Hazoya is a Shvus and certain activities in the Mishnah are Shvus. And yet Hazoya Dochin, Hazoya Dochin, what does that mean? That we push off, the Isra of Hazoya pushes off the Korban Pesach. You don't do the Korban Pesach. The Elu in a Dochin. But there are other activities listed in our Mishnah that you don't, push off the Pesach, and you would do them in this, if it's just an Issur Rabbanan, to do the Korban Pesach. Why is that? El shezeh b'zavach v'zeh b'zoveach. It must be the difference between an Issur Rabbanan. If somebody's chayav in Korban Pesach, and there's an Issur Rabbanan that he has to violate to be mekai in the mitzvah, then we allow it. But if somebody is not chayav in Korban Pesach, they're tamei, and this Issur Rabbanan would give them a chiyav of Korban Pesach, that we wouldn't do. They're not mechuyav, They're tamei, they'll do Pesach Sheni. That's the difference. If there's a problem with the zevach, the person is fine. He has a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. But there's a problem, so then we would allow. That's why the other activities are allowed. But hazayah, if it doesn't do hazayah, that's in the zoveach. Rather, the person, if it's in the hazayah, so then he's not mechuyev yet. So if he's not mechuyev yet, we're not going to allow the issur d'rabbana. The Gemara just says, mil sedrib zeora, omer, he's zevach, he's zoveach. Rabbi Zeura's comment in the following discussion shows that he doesn't make a difference. He doesn't make this chiluk of Zevach and Zoveach. Why? So we're not going to explain everything now because it's going to come up in the next Mishnah. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Debar Kapar Kumi Rabbi Zeira. He said this in front of Rabbi Zeira. Tamahani Echibel Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Tzatshuva. Shezeb Zevach, Vezeb Zoveach. In the following Mishnah, we're going to have a conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. We don't have to get into the details now, but Rabbi Eliezer could have answered Rabbi Yeshua, one second, there's a chiluk. This is the Zevach and this is the Zoveach. The chiluk that we just said. And Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira answered, Bar Kapara Tama, Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Tama. Bar Kapara maybe was Tama about why he didn't give the answer, but Rabbi Eliezer didn't. Why? Because there's no difference between the Zevach and Zoveach. In that case, again, we don't know what that case is. We'll have to do the next Mishnah, but that is the discussion. That's the diak. There was the Zeira made that comment that maybe there's no difference between the Zevach and the Zoveach, and therefore he would be against the previous answer that we said there's a chilik between Hazoya and the other activities in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Zeira, you'd have to give a different answer why Hazoya would be usher to do on Shabbos to allow you to bring Korban Pesach, while the other Isurei Rabbanan are allowed. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Psachim Mem Zayin.